Here's a funny one. Why is it right for you to record the podcast and to give it away for free? If you do it, as you say, in the pursuit of your own happiness, why would you be happy answering the questions of strangers? Well, I'll start with the fact that I like talking about philosophy. I only started this when I was retiring. I didn't want to have all links to philosophy cut because it's an actual interest. So I wanted some existential expression. Now, since it's in retirement, it had to be easy. It had to be questions that were not at work. And therefore, it's not a book, it's not epistemology, it's not technical. But talking about easy philosophic questions, but easy and they still have something new, I regard that as in itself enjoyable. Also, because I try to take those which apply to real life situations. I'm tired of writing books and having students where everything is broad abstractions of the principles that govern all history and the universe. I'm ready now, you know, to apply philosophy very concretely and talk about what should I do with my fiancé when I found that he watches pornography on the internet. That is much better for my mental set right now. Now, over and above that, although this is not my primary reason, which I've already given you, over and above that, I feel it's a nature of a payback to Ayn Rand. I know what the agony was of being young and being confused and what she gave me. And in a modest way, I feel I'm passing it on. I'm doing to somebody else young what she did for me, although she gave me 30 years of multi-hour discussions, and I give 15 minutes a week, so that's not, it's a token. Finally, and the simplest answer of all is, why aren't you charging? I don't need the money. Ayn Rand's books are doing very well.